Welcome back to day 10 of our 40 for 40 journey through Exodus. Our suggested reading is Exodus chapter 10, and our key verses are 1 and 2. In those key verses for today, God is making the purpose of the plagues more clear. Not only are they meant to force the Pharaoh's hand on the release of the slaves, but they have an even longer lasting purpose. God wants the story of the Pharaoh's defeat of Egypt and liberation of his people to be so powerful and so memorable that it gets told for generations. God wants his actions to leave a mark on the heart of his people so that they tell their children and grandchildren all about what God did for them. To make that kind of impact, God needs to move in big, bold, and dynamic ways that will give confidence to the Hebrews and strike fear into the hearts of those who wish them harm. But that didn't always happen. Throughout the Old Testament, when the Israelites fall off the wagon of faithfulness, it often happens in times of generational shift. That points to the simple truth that one older generation stopped telling the stories of God's activity, and it led the next generation to wander away from their faithfulness and seek meaning and value in other deities or sinfulness. God would again have to act in some bold way through a judge, king, or prophet to regain the attention and the hearts of the Israelites. That begs a question for me. Are we telling our biological and church family children and grandchildren about all of the wonderful life-saving things God has done in our lives? When was the last time you shared the good news of what God has done or is doing in your life with a young person? We are quick to lament the degradation of the generations that come behind us. But have we done our part to ensure that they know the goodness and love of God? Are our actions pointing them into a deeper relationship with Christ? Our questions for the day. How can you tell the story of God's activity in your life to the children in your life? What story would you tell them? Think of it now so that you can be ready to share when the opportunity arises.